This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by John Doyle, the president of the Yancey County Cultural Resource Commission, and Kate Gavanis, executive director of Malin Community College Foundation. We're talking about the grand opening of the Yancey County Mountain Heritage Center and Malin Community College Art Auction, which is coming up Saturday, October 13th, 5 p.m. for the grand opening and 6 until 8 p.m. for the auction. Sponsors of the event, Yancey County Chamber of Commerce, the Parkway Playhouse, and the Cultural Resource Commission, along with Malin Community College and the Mountain Heritage Center. And that leads us into our first question for John Doyle. What is the Mountain Heritage Center, John?
The Mountain Heritage Center is a building that was part of a program to develop the economic developments of the arts and crafts within the county. It's part of the heritage of the county, and it's been here for 200 years. This whole program started about 1998 when it was thought that the building itself, which is known locally as the Brown Dorm, was going to be torn down. And we stepped in at the last minute, and literally at the last minute, because it was going to be torn down the next day, to save the building. And the idea at that time was to develop a cultural arts center based on the buildings that were all associated with the Yancey Collegiate Institute. And this came about, and it is now the only historic district within the county. The facilities at the Heritage Center are studios, and these studios then will be occupied by various artists and craftsmen, both in the performing arts as well as in the visual arts, such as there will be studios for recording, which is a main thing, and it will be sponsored by the Appalachian Entertainment Company. There are studios available there, and we are in the process of renting these studios out. The Mountain Heritage Center is located across from the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. That's at 113 Green Mountain Drive.
What will take place at the grand opening?
At the grand opening, the initial thing from 5 to 6, we'll have several speakers involved. Maggie Lauderer will be the MC. She will also do the invocation. And then we have Charles Price, a noted local author here who wrote Freedom's Altar, will be giving a talk, as well as John Renfro, our commissioner. And then we'll have the ribbon cutting sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, John. We bring in our other guest now, Kate Gavanis, the Executive Director of Malin Community College Foundation. Tell us, Kate, how will this link to the Malin Art Auction?
Well, I think it's a very, very easy thing to link to what Malin does every year. We do have an art auction to promote the college every year and also to support some of the things that the college does. But we also can use this auction to bring people to John's new site and show people the artist studio spaces and what he's got available there. And when we have this event, we will have a lot of the artists who will be donating some of their items actually present at the event. So it's a really good link for us.
Who's invited?
Well, anybody is invited. Bill and Char Baker, who are Yancey County residents, are actually having it catered for us, so there will be lots of very good things to eat.
Yeah.
And it is open to absolutely anyone. Of course, chamber members will get a specific invitation, and people who have attended the art auctions before will get invitations. You know, people that are involved with the Cultural Resource Commission will get an invitation, but it is open to everybody, and we would like as many people as would like to come to please be there with us that evening.
Kate, let's talk about the art for a second. What types of art can we expect to see?
Well, we have traditionally gotten a lot of pieces of pottery, a lot of glasswork. We have some absolutely fabulous artists in this region, and a lot of them have supported the college for many years. We have gotten jewelry in the past, wood turnings and carvings, of course a lot of two-dimensional art. One of the things I noticed when I went to the Mountain Heritage Center, there are some very lovely paintings on the wall, and they were done by no other than John Doyle.
Mr. John,
so,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so we will have some paintings as well, some sketches. Oh, yes, and there's also some work by Barbara Webster there. So we are very, very fortunate that we have some great artists in this region who are very, very civic-minded and like to support the college as well as the arts community.
The money's raised from the auction. What does the college do with these proceeds?
Most of those dollars will go to campus support activities for students who are enrolled at Mainland Community College on the main campus as well as the Yancey campus and the Avery campus. We also help provide institutional infrastructure and educational support, and we have a lot of building projects that are going to be going on in the next few years, and the foundation is going to be really, really important in coming up with the extra dollars to do all these things.
You folks are really plugged in to the community.
Yes.
In all of these areas, the counties.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is as much about getting public awareness as it is about getting dollars. It is equally important to us for people to just come and find out what's going on in the community as it is for people to make any kind of contribution or purchase anything.
How about some information? If somebody needs information, give us some phone numbers to call.
Okay, if they'd like to call us at Mainland, the number is 828-765-7351, extension 311 or 312. They can call the Cultural Resource Commission at 828-682-9654 or 682-7225.
The event is coming up Saturday, October 13th, 5 p.m. for the grand opening, 6 until 8 p.m. for the auction. Our thanks to today's guest on Close Up, John Doyle, President of Yancey County Cultural Resource Commission, and Kate Cavanis, Executive Director, Mainland Community College Foundation. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.